Old man winter is just around the corner, and immune systems are failing faster than conservatives are being deplatformed on YouTube. But one thing that will never fail is the gourmet coffee goodness you've come to expect from every cup of our Crusade Channel Cappuccino Dark Roast Coffee, made by our friends at the Collegium Angelorum Sanctorum of Hagerstown, Maryland. Our fresh, aromatic, gourmet coffee is made from 100% fair trade beans, freshly imported, roasted, and then delivered to you fresh. So, whatever you're working at, not failing at, count on Crusade Channel Cappuccino Dark Roast Coffee. Order today and whole bean or ground or even decaf at crusadechannel.com/coffee or by phone at 844-527-8723. That's crusadechannel.com/coffee.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Thursday, December 3rd, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkleman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by the Founders Trading Post, featuring our very own gourmet coffee, Cappuccino Dark Roast in whole bean and fresh ground. Start your morning like a crusader with a fresh brewed cup of Cappuccino Dark Roast coffee, available at mikechurch.com/shop. Here's what to listen for this hour. President Trump's friends are urging Georgia Republicans to stay home. More allegations that Bill Clinton made trips to Jeffrey Epstein's pedophile island, and Beverly Hills will have outside dining during the latest round of shutdowns. Allies of President Trump's efforts to overturn the election urged Republicans in Georgia Wednesday to stay at home for the January 5th Senate runoff elections, arguing Trump supporters shouldn't take part in another rigged election. Attorneys Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell told a crowd of Trump loyalists not to vote for either of the two Georgia incumbent Republican senators, Kelly Loeffler or David Perdue, during a Stop the Steal gathering in Atlanta. The event, billed as a press conference but resembled a Trump rally, was filled with wild conspiracies about last month's election. Attention also turned to the two runoff elections that will decide control of the U.S. Senate. A new story is detailing allegedly explosive confrontations and shady activities that took place with former President Bill Clinton and his family, including that he took a 2003 trip to the pedophile island of disgraced billionaire Jeffrey Epstein. Doug Band, who served as Clinton's right-hand man for years after he left the White House, told Vanity Fair the 42nd president visited Little St. James, the Caribbean island where Epstein allegedly trafficked his underage victims. Clinton has denied visiting Epstein's island, and a spokesperson provided the outlet with detailed travelogue entries of the period in question that did not contain a visit. Epstein's death last year sent shockwaves through the media as the convicted pedophile partied with some of the world's most powerful elites. As allegations continued to emerge in the media, a photo surfaced of Clinton apparently receiving a massage from one of Epstein's alleged victims. President Trump once again charging that last month's presidential election was rigged and rampant with fraud in an address posted on his Twitter and Facebook pages that the president described as possibly the most important speech I've ever made. Trump charged that lots of bad things happened during the election, and he argued that if we're right about the fraud, Joe Biden can't be president. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of votes. We're talking about numbers like nobody has ever seen. The mail-in voting scam is the latest part of their four-year effort to overturn the result of the 2016 election. And it's been like living in hell, Trump argued. Our saint of the day, he was a companion of St. Ignatius of Loyola, and he was one of the first seven Jesuits who took vows of poverty and chastity at Paris. Quote of the day, think well, speak well, do well. These three things, through the mercy of God, will make a man go to heaven. St. Camillus. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Happy Happy fall, y'all!
Hi, I'm Barbara Dooley, and I'm excited to share some great news from my friends at Bulldog Kia. You can buy a new Kia online and have it delivered straight to your home.
Right now, 2021 Kia Soul LXs are only $16,900 at Bulldog Kia in Athens. This includes $2,000 Kia customer cash and a dealer discount of $1,345. Get your new Kia Soul today at Bulldog Kia.
Wow, what a great deal! And with their free home delivery service, you can have your new Kia delivered straight to your driveway. So do what all other smart car shoppers do and get your new Kia from Bulldog Kia on the Atlanta Highway in Athens or at bulldogkia.com.
Must take delivery by November 30th, 2020. Example stock number K21294, MSRP $20,245. Dealer retains all rebates and incentives, taxes, tag, fees, and dealer added items not included. See dealer for details.
We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia.
Our saint of the day is Saint Francis Xavier. Francis Xavier was born on April 7, 1506. He died December 3, 1552. He was a Catholic missionary who was also co-founder of the Society of Jesus. He was born in present-day Spain, and he was also a companion of Saint Ignatius of Loyola. He was one of the first seven Jesuits who took vows of poverty and chastity at Paris in 1534. He did lead an extensive mission into Asia, mainly in the Portuguese Empire of the time, and was influential in evangelization work, most notably in India. The Goa Inquisition was proposed by Saint Francis Xavier. He was also the first Christian missionary to venture into Japan as well as other areas. In those areas, struggling to learn the local languages and in the face of opposition, he had less success than he had enjoyed in India. Xavier was about to extend his missionary preaching to China when he died on an island. He was beatified by Pope Paul V on the 25th of October, 1619, and he was canonized by Pope Gregory XV on the 12th of March, 1622. In 1624, he was made co-patron of Navarre, known as the Apostle of the Indies and Apostle of Japan. The Day of Navarre in Navarre, Spain, marks nowadays the anniversary of St. Francis Xavier's death on December 3, 1552. In an obvious act of religious persecution, a Methodist church in Maryland has been issued a citation resulting from one employee of the church answering the door to the church during office hours momentarily without a mask, according to LifeNews.com. There was nobody in the church at the time. No one, not one person. One employee was working alone when he heard someone unexpected at the door. Someone trying to get in. This someone trying to get in happened to be a tyrant from the health department, springing a surprise visit, who then cited the church because the church employee answered the door without a mask. The person from the Department of Health then went on to threaten to close the church as an unsafe facility. The citation is no small deal either. You can go to prison for a year or face a fine up to $5,000. In the latest rejection of government shutdowns of businesses to prevent the spread of the coronavirus, the Beverly Hills City Council Tuesday voted to oppose a Los Angeles County Department of Public Health order to ban outdoor dining. The resolution demanded a motion be placed on the December 8th agenda of the LA County Board of Supervisors to repeal the current health order, according to a statement that was released by the City of Beverly Hills. The LA County order banning all indoor and outdoor dining is set to be in place until at least December 20th. Pasadena, which has its own health department, has opted to keep outdoor dining open. Meanwhile, Long Beach, another city in the county with its own health department, followed LA County's ban on outdoor dining last Wednesday and announced an increase in restrictions on all public and private gatherings on Tuesday. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.